Soko izika tisenda wako VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthakazo omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 28 kumabasa 2023. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inhlanganiso ecubungula imisebenzi yenkohlakalo emazweni omhlaba every century yethule umbiko namuhla oveza ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga vaphatheke emsebenzini yenkohlakalo ephathelanelo kugetshwa lokuthengiswa kwe-chrome. Umthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare wethese umkhokheli webandla le-Transform Zimbabwe uMnumzana Jacob Ngarivume isigwebo sokupika okwenyanga ezine ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokutshotshozela udlakela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uphenyo olwethu lwe-inhlanganiso elwisana lenkohlakalo emhlabeni jikelele e-The Century namuhla luveza ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga vaphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ephathelane lokuthengiswa lokugetshwa lokuthengiswa kwe-chrome eZimbabwe. Umnangagwa usanda kuchaywa njalo ngomsakazo we-Al Jazeera ukuthi uphatheke ekuhuquluzweni kwegolide. I-The Century ithi ngemva kokuthenga inkampani emba i-chrome eZimbabwe e-African Chrome Fields nge-$120 million, usomabhizimusi wakwele South Africa uZunaidi Moti wahlawula amankampani alawulwa ngomnangagwa loChiwenga imali engange-$3 million. UMavis Gama usipha lolu daba.
Ababethiweyo kulombiko wabeli sentry ukuba baphatheke kule inkohlakalo emsebenzini wokwembiwa kwe-chrome bagoqela usomabhizimusi wase-South Africa uMnumzana Zunaidi Moti eZimbabwe kulomongameli Mnangagwa lemuli yakhe ikakhulu indodana yakhe u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr., umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Constantine Chiwenga, uMnumzana Lishon Chipango, umahluli uJustice George Weshe, uMnumzana Kudakwashe Tagwirei labanye. Lumbiko uphuma ngemva komunye umfanekiso we-documentary oveza inkohlakalo emsebenzini wokuthengwa lokuthengiswa kwegolide eyethulwa ngumabonakude emsakazweni owe-Al Jazeera phansi kwesihloko esithi Gold Mafia. Lo sokungumbiko wesibili phakathi kwenyanga eyodwa obika ngokuphatheka kwemuli kaMnangagwa lezihlobo labangani bakhe kunkohlakalo eyenzakala eZimbabwe kuhuquluzwa umnotho welizwe. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho uMnumzana Masimba Kutshera upha umbono wakhe ngombiko wabe-The Century olesihloko esithi Spin Cash ethi kulusizi ukuba imisebenzi yenkohlakalo elizweni iqhubeka ikhomba kunkokheli yelizwe.
Kaninginingi sikhuluma siyayilwisa i-corruption senza umlomo nje siyixothoza, kodwa kathesi sokumele sifuna ukuthi labo abephula umthetho kumele babotshwe.
UMnumzana Efindela Ncube owenhlanganiso ebona ngezamalungelo abathengi ye-National Consumer Rights Association NACORA uthi eleZimbabwe libulawa inkohlakalo.
Igxilile okumangalisayo lempande ezitshonayo iyaqansi yekhona lemahofisini amakhulu, yingakho-ke ilizwe lingasoze livuke noma sekutheni. Labo abafanele balakhe ilizwe bayalitshontshela ilizwe. Kukhulunywa ngokuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi, kanti-ke ilizwe litshontshelwa ngabanikazi.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni ye-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union in Zimbabwe, uMnumzana Themba Kuye Moyo, laye upha umbono wakhe ngalumbiko.
indaba ye spin cash lay iyasivezela nje ukuba asila zinkokheli. U-president ugamile enkohlakalweni, u-vice president ugamile enkohlakalweni, pho ngubani oqotho?
Omunye wabalwela umbuso wentando kaZulu, umnumzana Charles Nyoni, uthi okwenzakalayo kuveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende kaMnangagwa kachiyananga ngitsho lakancane lokamuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Bavela uMgabe sasakhona betshontsha bebona ukuthi iZimbabwe inenotho njalo ilezinto eziningi abangakwanisa ukuzenza ukuthi bathole imali.
Imizamo yokuthola abogatsha lwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu elizweni ibe lephutha, njengoba unobhala walo umnumzana Fungwa Kunaka ubengaphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelweyo isikhulumeli sekhomishini ebona ngezenkohlakalo elizweni eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, unkosikazi Thandiwe Mhlobane, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bona abakawutholi umbiko wabe The Sentry, ngakho-ke bengazake batsho lutho ngawo okwakhathesi. Kodwa umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko, unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa, utshele uZulu ngemva kokuphuma kwedokumentari yabe Al Jazeera eye Gold Mafia ukuthi kuzamele bajeziswe bonke abaphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, kodwa kuze kube manje akekho osethe wabotshwa owaphunyiswa kuyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umkhokheli webandla leTransform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume wetheswe isigwebo sokupika okweminyaka emine yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla kulandela ukufunyana kwakhe elecala lokutshotshozela udlakela izolo. Ngarivume ubikwa wadala lelicala ngomnyaka ka-2020. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umantshi Seresu Chakanyuka ucine esithi uNgarivume uzahlala ejele kweminyaka emithathu ngemva kokubeka eceleni umnyaka nxa engahlala iminyaka ethile engadalanga icala linye. Wala lokuthi ahlawulele ifayini kuleli cala esithi ukumvumela ukuthi enze njalo kungalulaza icala elikhulu alidalayo. Abathushisi bakahulumende bathe lidale ukuba uNgarivume ulabalandeli abaningi, kungakho umbiko wakhe wawulakho ukubangela udlakela elizweni. Bathe kungasi mapholisa lenhlangothi zikahulumende kwakuzaba lodlakela olumangalisayo elizweni. Kodwa igcwetha likaNgarivume umnumzana Love Momaduku utshele umthethwandaba ukuba akulacala eladalwa uNgarivume esithi umthethwandaba uthole ele cala loba nje kungela bufakazi bokuba nguye loba hatshi owaloba kuTwitter.
This is that we are looking at the sentence the court rejected our plea for a fine.
Idale lalile ukuba sibhadale imali, bathe okungcono yikuthi aye ejele. Bathe uzahlala kweminyaka emine ejele, uzahlala kweminyaka emithathu, kutsho uMadugu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Felix Mafa uthi bayethuswa isigwebo lesi.
Kutshengisa ukuthi sibili lapho siyakhona kunzima kubi, angazi ukuthi abantu baza kubona njani. Thina sesifundisa abantu, satshela abantu sokukibo ukuthi bananzeleli ukuthi umthwalo lo wayesowe-CCC ngama-citizens abahlali beZimbabwe.
Ingcishi wezombusazo umnumzana Tshengisani Ntungakwa uthi kusobala ukuba uhulumende ulwisa abantu abamphikisayo.
Asinazeleleni ukuthi mase siya ekukhedelwa ama-elections, akula mcabango ukuthi abanye bayavalelwa ukukhanya ukukhuluma, ngoba ungangcono uthiwa khona kula ama-elections.
UNgarivume ubikwa watshotshozela udlakela embikweni awuloba ekhasini lakhe lenkundleni yokuxhumana ye-Twitter, ekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi angene emgwaqweni etshengisele ngomnyaka ka-2020 ekhonona ngokungamanga kuhle komumo elizweni. Lokhu kutshengisela kakusaqhutshwanga ngemva kokubotshwa kwakhe uNgarivume labanye abagoqela intatheli zindaba uWopho Shingono lommeli wezengeza edayela ephalamende umnumzana Job Sikhala. UNgarivume uyalilandela leli cala esithi asuye owaloba kuTwitter, njalo lelo khasi kasilo lakhe abamophela lona. Ukugwetshwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isiphathamandla se-CCC uJob Sikhala eselenyanga ezilithumi evalelwe ngamacala amaningi agoqela eligwetshwe ngalo uNgarivume. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
uvulwe ngokusemthethweni namuhla umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair iZITF yinkosi yamaSwati uKing Mswati III namuhla ekhatshwe ngumongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ababukisa impahla etshiyeneyo ezithi ITF 2023 lamhlanje baqale ukuthenga lokuthengisa abakulungisayo eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Showgrounds ukuZulu. Kunkulumo yakhe yokuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso wezithi ITF 2023 uKing Mswati III unxuse abeZimbabwe ezweni lakhe ukuthi bazoqhuba amabhizimusi esithi kuqakathekile ukuba amazwe awezwekazi leAfrika aqinise ubudle
I am now pleased to declare the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair 2023 officially open.
UKing Mswati III, lomongameli Mnangagwa, lomsekeli wakhe, umnumzana Chiwenga, bavakatshele ama-stands ahlukeneyo, bafika la ku-stand yeMelika, eBrithani, leyomanyano wamazwe aphetsheya awe-European Union. Embukisweni weMelika, uKing Mswati III, lomongameli Mnangagwa, bamukelwe ngumeli walelo lizwe eZimbabwe, unkosazana Elaine French, lapho abaxoxe ngezamabhizimusi eMelika lakuleli kuhlanganisa lokubukisa lonyaka ezithi ITF 2023. Unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni, umphathintambo wamabhizimusi amancane azimeleyo, ukhuluma kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka.
Sihambe province by province, so sifisa abantu ukuthi babuye bazobona ukuthi umongameli in 5 years ubenzeleni kwenza lutho kabe kusilele sihambe phela emakhaya siyokhonektha lama ministers of state lama government officials ukwenzela ukuthi sincediswe ngokuphakemeyo.
EleMelika lilabasakhulayo elibancedisa ngemisebenzi ehlukeneyo yezandla okugoqela umnumzana Tichao Namoyo obonye usizo alutholayo.
Lapha ngincediswa ambassador ye-America, so ngi-under i-organization ka-IGF Zimbabwe Trust. Ngishokesa izikhwama zami lama-keyholder zami.
Isitendi sombukiso wabeMelika kule nhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende ezigoqela olwe-United States Agency for International Development nenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo ezithola usizo ngaphansi kwayo i-USAID, abe-US President's Emergency Plan for Aid Relief, iPEFA, inhlelo zemfundo yaphezulu lamakolishi ama-university ehlukeneyo, i-American Space ekobulawayo, isigodlo sommeli weMelika eZimbabwe, i-US Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Zimbabwe, le Education USA labanye. Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo esingene kumbukiso walonyaka uMartin Ncube unqome umbukiso walonyaka.
Hayi khaya kacha fast sisithi lesikhathi singira chechi so bani hayi bazakholisa abantu.
Umbukiso wamabhizimusi weZITF walonyaka uqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Transformative Innovation Global Competitiveness. Amazwe angamachumi amabili lanye abukisa lonyaka lamankampani edlula kancane ngamakhulu amahlanu 533 asenkundleni eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Showgrounds. Abaqondisa lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair bathi olonyaka uthuthuke ngesilinganiso songamachumi amathathu ekhulwini 30% ngemva kokwehla ngenxa yobhubhane lweCOVID-19 nyakenye. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ikobulawayo eZITF Grounds, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden weMelika wanzise ngezijeziso zenotho asezethese inhlanganiso ye-Russian Federation Federal Security Service kanye le-Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps ngokubopha mahlayana izizalwane zeMelika lokuzivalela ngaphandle komthetho. Oke waba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Mike Pence ufakaze phambi komthethwandaba ocubungula umnumzana Donald Trump nakwenzayo ukuzama ukuphazamisa impumela yokhetho luka 2020. Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden njalo ubike ngokuvulwa kwendawo zokugcinela abantu abayabe bedinga ukuphephela abavela kwele Guatemala lele Colombia emngceleni weMelika leMexico. Izakhamizi zeVictoria Falls zithi sezithwele nzima ngensikizi esezisabalele ezindlini kuleli dolobho. Lokhu sokudale ukuthi umasipala axwayise izethekeli ukuthi zingalokothi ziye endaweni ezilodubololu. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Iningi lezakhamizi eVictoria Falls lithi kalisabuqothi ubuthongo kulandela ukuhlaselwa zinsikizi ezindlini. Njalo idolobho leli lithi izethekeli akumelanga zihambe elokitshini lethinodimba ezigabeni ezigoqela uWard 6 loWard 10 kanye laUWard 11 emfelandawonye leGarikayi. Loba abantu bethwekuza kuze kuse, abaqondisi bamahotela bathi insikizi lezi azikangeni endaweni ezithakazelelwa izethekeli ezivela kwamanye amazwe laseZimbabwe. Umnumzana Clement Mugwasi omele inhlanganiso ye-Employers Association for Tourism and Safari Operators uthi sebekhuthaze izisebenzi ezivela endaweni lezi ukuthi zinanzelele ukuba zingathwali izibungu lezi ziyetshiya emahoteleni lakumalodges.
Kumele sikhangele siyenze i-hygiene e-right, sizame all means ukuthi sibe sisprayer lakho nxa sesibuya emsebenzini singafaki ama-handbag ethu eduzane lembheda kumbe eduzane lomduli, and nxa silala laphana singafaki imbheda eduzane lomduli.
Unkosikazi Mavis Shoko ohlala kuWard 6 esikhwahleni uthi insikizi lezi zimemethekiswa yikuthi bahlala bezimuli ezintathu kumbe ezine kukamela elilodwa elehlukaniswe ngamalembu kumbe amakhabothi.
Ukuhlala kwangikhona irumu eliyi-1 siyashaya, sometimes abanye bashiya bengu-3 ngapha belabantwababo. Uthole kungumama lobaba labantwana maybe bengu-3 mbe abanye bengu-4. Inhlalo yangikhona ngoba ikakhulu mina thatha umuthi ngithi ngiyaspray endaweni yami lapho engihlala khona lwa nomunye umakhelwane yabengelayo.
Unkosikazi Shoko labanye omama bakhala kakhulu ngokuthi insikizi lezi zithwalele kakhulu abantwana ubhulo osekusenza ukuthi bengalali ebusuku, njalo abanye sebehlala bequbukile lemizimba ichisa. Esinye njalo isakhamuzi sendawo le uMandimande uthi uhlupho lolu lubangelwa yisimo sezindlu zekhansilini abahlala kizo.
Uhlupho lwensikizi silalo kakhulu, njalo le mduli yethu leyo esihlala kiyo isigugile igcwele imkinki kakhulu, ngoba yikho ukucatsha khona lakakhulu emabhesini embheda nxa yovina umatrasi sihlanganise ugugile, yikho kutholakala khona kakhulu. Kuyaluma sibile kwizinto lokhu, ngoba ungakuluma uyavuka uqubukile umzimba wonke, ungaba unwana olegazi elibi kuyakugcina kukuthiya ama-sports usisala umzimba usulamatopotopo amnyama.
Umnumzana Kelvin Moyo obona ngezokuphathwa kukazulu kunhlanganiso ye-Victoria Falls Combined Residents Association uthi bazama ukwenqabela ukuthi insikizi lezi zingathwalelwa kwezinye indawo ezigoqela amahotela lama-lodges.
Thina sizahamba e-councilini njenge-association ukwenzela ukuthi siyekhulumisana ne-council ukuthi idinge imithi e-effective ezabulala izibungu lezi insikizi. Ngalokhu siyenzela ukuthi isigaba sethu se-Victoria Falls indawo ofika khona izethekeli, njalo siyabe singafuna ukuthi izibungu lezi zimemetheke zize zifike ema-lodging lakuma-hotels, ngoba kuyabe kuza-affecta izethekeli zethu, njalo ku-affecte le-business yethu esiyabe siyikhangelele kakhulu njengoba thina sasivela ku-COVID-19.
Umphathintambo wekhanselini umnumzana Ronnie Dube uthi baphezu kohlupho lolu.
Izisekezi zikhona ku-Ward 9 laku-Ward 10 kakhulu, so we are trying as council to identify ama-affected properties.
Abacubunguli bezempilakahle bekhansilini babika ukuba insikizi lezi zingakuluma uyasala uvuvukile njalo ulamachata abomvu alumayo. Ezinye izitshengiselo ngemva kokulunywa zigoqela ukuswela ubuthongo. Bakhuthaze uZulu ukuthi nxa selohlupho lolu ahlanze impahla emanzini abilayo, achaye ingubo zokulala elangeni njalo avale imigenge emidulwini yezindlu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Umbiko osanda kwethulwa inhlanganiso ebona ngokuhamba kwabantu phakathi kwamazwe e-International Organization for Migration, i-IOM, uthi kungene abantu abanengi ukwedlula abaphumileyo eZimbabwe ngenyanga edluleyo ekambimbitho. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi abanye abeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa sebephelelwa ngamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe. Umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba.
Inhlanganiso ye-IOM ithi kulezi zalwanisi zeZimbabwe ezidlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane i-43,758 ezingene kumbe zaphuma elizweni ngombimbitho. Abangaphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini 58% ngabangene elizweni kulabanye abavela kule South Africa abalencwadi esiziphela ezeZimbabwe exemption permits, noma nje inombolo esikhitshwe yi-IOM zingatshengisi ukuthi bangaka abeZimbabwe akade behlala eSouth Africa asebephindela ekhaya. Kulabanye abathi sebefuna ukuyahlala le muli zabo ekhaya, kukanti abanye bathi baba legela udlakela lwenzondo kwabo kuza olusabalele okwethusayo kulelo lizwe. I-IOM ikhulume labadlula amakhulu amabili akade bephethe amaphepha ama special permits emngceleni we-Beit Bridge ngesikhathi kuqoqwa ugwalo labangena labaphuma elizweni. Inani eliphezulu litshengise ukuthi libuyela eZimbabwe uyahlala lemulu, kanti abadlula isithupha ekhulwini batshengise ukuthi udlakela luqhamuka njalo nje kwele South Africa selubaxotshile. Unkosazana Nobuhle Vijay Ajithi oyenobuhle Foundation esebenza kakhulu labeZimbabwe kule South Africa uthi isifiso sokuthi abantu baphindele ekhaya sikhona.
Banenge abakhala abadinga uxhaso in terms of resources ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayiqala kakusha, but what is stopping them is that ayikho imali yokubuyela. Yona even ye bus ticket abanenge baza bazocela i-organization yethu ukuthi ibaxhase ngamatikiti amabhasi ukuthi babuyele ekhaya.
Igqwetha umnumzana Velempini Ndlovu ophathisa beZimbabwe ngokuthola amaphepha okuhlala kule South Africa uthi isimo esikhona sitshengisa inengi lilokhele isifiso sokuhlala kule South Africa kulokubuyela ekhaya.
Izinga labantu aba-applyela ama-waiver selinyuke nendlela ethusayo ukuthi ama-days wonke aka-April naka-May ukuthi abantu babhukhe bahambe baye submitter isicelo sokufaka ama-waiver sephelile wonke.
UNdlovu njalo uthi isimo ekhaya sikavumeline ngelihlala eSouth Africa ukuthi babuyele, noma nje bebhekane lokuphela kwamaphepha. Noma nje abantu sebephelele izincwadi zama-special permits kwele South Africa, njalo kulodlakela kwabokuza iningi ebeliphuma elizweni lingena eSouth Africa belisiyadinga amathuba emsebenzi. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube salwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa uthi indaba zamaphepha uhlala indaba ekhathaza kakhulu.
Uma usithi uyalanda ama-immigration lawyer ukuthi bakusize usukhangele ukuthi sungabhadala imali engabangange $1,000 ukuthi bakusize nje ungakabhadalize home affairs. So isimo sakhona sibi kakhulu, abanye abantu sebeze be give up sebengabantu ababuyele emakhaya.
Kusenjalo ugwalo lwe-IOM lutshengisa ukuthi inenge laphuma eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lalisiya kwele South Africa lilandelwa yiMozambique. Kutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abangena kwele Botswana selehlile liyisithupha ekhulwini okufana lenani elangena kwele Zambia. Iningi labantu abaphuma elizweni ngelisuka emhlubulweni weMathebeleland South lona elingene kakhulu elizweni leSouth Africa, kukanti abanye bangene kwele Botswana. Abanye kade bephuma besiyathenga impahla kumbe behamba ngezamabhizimusi, ikakhulu bengena kwele Mozambique kanye leZambia. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseHavron kwele Botswana.
Woza Friday, silomculi wezokholo uKnowledge Nkiwane odabuka eNkayi eGwamba Valley endaweni yesingeni. Okwamanje usebenza kwele South Africa lapho adinga khona amadlelo aluhlaza kwezomculo. Kubika uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Akasekho imhlabeni, akasekho
ulazaro babe kalo mata no maria bati nkosi uleti babe kalo mata no maria bati nkosi uleti bati nkosi uleti.
Umkiwane ngumculi osedume kakhulu eZimbabwe naseSouth Africa. Yekela sizwe ukuthi uqale nini ezomculo.
Unolethi Mkiwane uqala ukucula kubo 96 kodwa ukucula sibe lama recording siqale ngo ngicula le group ebizi Gospel Impact saba nama album ay 3 2003 up to about 2010 then ngo 2011 yilapho engiphume khona ngaqala ukucula sengihamba solo sengicula ngedwa kuze kube manje
baphethe ibhethi selethe bathi inkosi ule bathi inkosi ule bathi inkosi ule bathi inkosi.
Unkiwane esathola isicoco ezimbalwa zokuba ngumculi olohlonzi eMzansi laseZimbabwe. Sinamadlaka amaningi awaphekileyo.
2011 khiphe album ethi uJess uyazi. Bazokhumbula abalandeli bakanolethi Mkiwane ethi uJess uyazi khuleka khuleka mntakababa. 2014-2015 ngakhiphe album ethi lento kaJehova. Yingumlilo lento ehambe yathatha ama award ngabo 2015 kuma Gauteng Gospel Music Award South Africa. 2017 ngenza ialbum ethi uvukile uLazaro. 2019 senze ialbum ethi ingoma ethi ngihamba ngikunyayila.
Abantwana bathi sehlale isikhathi eside engabaphekelanga idlalathe elitsha.
Angithulanga. Siyapheka, siyabelokhu esithule sipheka, sipheka, sipheka. Uyeza umsebenzi womunye omutsha. Ikhona iproject engiyenzayo manje ezophuma maybe next week ethi yona namhlanje. Iwakhe li-altare uNkulunkulu wakwamafure fure. Namhlanje ngiwakhe li-altare iproject ezayo.
Tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala ngapi Nkiwane?
Oh wonke nje ama digital stores. Uyakwazi ukuthola bo Spotify, uyakwazi ukuthola u-download libuka ama video. Kanti futhi ngikhona kubo TikTok, ngikhona ku Facebook, ngikhona ku Instagram as uKnowledge Nkiwane. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uphiwe ithuba namhlanje la ekhaya uNkulunkulu Musa alibusise emakhaya.
Njengabaculi abaningi uKnowledge Nkiwane ucela ukusekelwa ngoZulu ikakhulu amakampani ukuthi bancedise ngemali yokupheka umculo wakhe. Nguye ozilayo uhlelo wasa Woza Friday ikamra muyenza Jesus Band.
Umculi wegospel uKnowledge Nkiwane esigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Kulivestock namhlanje sikhangela umbiko owethulwe insanganiso yethe Century yona ethi umongameli yemasoni mnanga kwalomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ephathelane lokuthengiswa kanye lokwenjiwa kwechrome eZimbabwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Umkhokeli webandla leTransform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngarivume wethese isigwebo sokupika okweminyaka emine ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala lokutshotshozela udlakela. Kwanele yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.